From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Here on the radio, you hear a lot of conversations. A lot of push-pull, give and take, listening and responding, and sometimes downright provocation. Here in the studio, in the spaces between sound and silence, we take visual cues from each other to get the job done. You know where else that goes on? Chamber music. It's an intimate performance art, with small groups of musicians, usually one musician per part, largely conducting themselves. The Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center in New York is adding Miami Beach to the list of cities where it's setting up concert residencies. CMS, as it's known, will be coming to the Colony Theater in Miami Beach this week with two performance dates and a chance for some music students to learn about chamber music. We're talking with CMS Artistic Directors pianist Wu Han and her husband cellist David Finkel. They join us from their home in Westchester County, New York. What's the difference between a regular concert tour and a musical residency?
Oh, the regular concert tour, you travel into the city, you play the concert, you bow, and you say goodbye. You jump on the airplane the very next day. You have a very little contact to the local community. A residency such as what Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center will be doing in Miami is much more extensive.
We'll be giving an open masterclass down there on at least two pieces of music, and then we will be having an open rehearsal as well right after that, to which, of course, we hope many students will show up. I mean, we're very much looking forward to our partnering with the New World School of the Arts. And, of course, all events will be attended by the New World School of the Arts students who are in high school and college programs.
We've often seen chamber music described as, quote-unquote, fireworks on stage. What do you suppose critics mean by that?
In chamber music, everybody is equal. And what we do on stage is really actually having the most intense musical conversation. And in order to do that, every musician will have to have total control of their instruments and also will have to decide at the split second how to respond to your colleagues' challenge, suggestions, or incredible musical ideas. So it's dramatic and colorful, and it's really lots of fun for the musicians and as well as for the audience.
And what's a piece that will be on one of the programs that you'll play here that you think best illustrates that?
I would say in Davis and I's recital, we love the Mendelssohn Sonata in D major, which is one of the most joyous sonata can happen in the music field.
Greatest composers throughout history, with only a few exceptions, all put some of their best efforts into chamber music. Bach, Brahms, Mendelssohn, Dvorak, Mozart. Yes, you can find pieces of chamber music by those composers that are every bit as exciting and beautiful as their great symphonies or operas or works for larger forces. So for people who love great music, it's kind of like having a direct line to the composer's mind.
It's intimate and fun and virtuosic all at the same time. And it's something everybody should experience.
We've been talking with pianist Wu Han and her husband, cellist David Finkel. They're the artistic directors of the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center in New York. The Society comes to the Colony Theater in Miami Beach this week to launch a new annual residency with two concerts on Thursday and Friday. You can find more details at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.